Your camera tight, this ain't candlelight. I'm a supernova and these cats ain't even satellites. Been flipping words before Vanna White was Vanna White. So don't say Jack like Pat when I handle mics. This wheel of fortune, no, this wheel's a fortune. When I die, I'm gonna leave my kids a million Porsches. Got gas money that could fill up tanks. Will Smith, I let Fresh Prince fill up banks.
Uncle Phil,
I'm not a ghost, this isn't Halloween. When I get inside your girl's walls and make the bitch scream. You want beef? Well, we can battle for bucks. They know I hold the highest title like the cannabis cup. Seeing all these sellouts makes me feel scorned. But their career's short-lived like a stillborn. You can't be free attached to a ball and chain. Cause nowadays everybody want a ball and chain. So I went back in my hood like car parts. And became great overall like Carhartts. And I don't care who wants to follow me. And fuck social media, that shit's idolatry.
Yeah. I'm your idol. I'm your idol. Yeah. I'm your idol. Your highest title, numero uno.
Aggressive so much that when P gave his track a suggestion, I said yes, cause I'm down for no reason like manic depressives. My people perish, so I bear the Atlantic with weapons to bring family back to this crop like the Spanish oppression.
Let's go.
Look, when I meet against you, you meet against you. When I bring this pencil, rappers want less beef than a bulimic can do.
Holy
to
cow.
Keep it simple, I'm so equipped with strategic missiles, you wouldn't have a leg up with stripes if a zebra kicked you.
Light
you can
bars.
Leave it to a dude like me to be on his duty. They vegan, so when I say something meaty, they call it moody. You think I won't slapbox a layman claiming he making bread in preschool? I wouldn't take mouth off of Mr. Potato Head.
The Hall of Fame is fucked up right now. And
oh yeah, did you read about that?
No, what happened?
They changed the eligibility for players to get inducted to the Hall of Fame. So now it's a lot harder.
Yeah, it's probably fine because there's more players.
Yeah, but it was something like retarded. It was like, yeah, like win two something, like top eight, like a ridiculous amount. It sounded impossible.
If your lifetime pro points isn't like 200 or something ridiculous, then it sounds reasonable. But I can also see people being like, oh wow, that sucks. Well, because you gotta think about it, every time you make it in the Hall of Fame for the rest of your life, you're invited to all the pro or the PTs.
True.
So that's all, and then it's like a standing bonus, and then every time you play a GP, you automatically get 3-round bye, and I think you get like a parent's fee. It's like crazy.
Yeah,
being a Hall of Fame is insane.
Welcome Doom. Back to MTG Cardboard Cracker House. This is Earl Gregg.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Airbus.
And we got a new
special guest.
Special guest.
His name is Danny.
What's up,
Danny boy.
Don't be jealous, man. Stick that dick in your mouth. I mean, put that mic next to your face.
Well, I gotta make it weird.
Slap myself a little.
Slap yourself a little. Yeah, he doesn't have to make it weird. Danny helped out.
It's even got red tip.
Yeah,
that's
there
right,
you
man.
Go.
Red tip, lipstick.
Oh, shit.
Jesus
I heard about
Christ.
The lipstick.
That's the mushroom stand and shit.
All right, so we're gonna be discussing modern this week.
Yeah, modern.
You mean Death Shadows format?
Yeah, the Shadow of Death.
Oh, well, we got 3 weeks until banning.
Nope, you have till Wednesday. They moved the announcement.
What the fuck?
You know this why? Next week's going to be announcement week.
You know why they moved it up? Because there ain't no damn fucking bannings.
Yeah, they're just coming to screw everybody.
They're just coming to say, guys, there's no bannings.
Yeah.
But there are cars on the lookout.
Yeah, it's pretty much they're going to tell you, look out for a Death Shadow, a Death Right Shaman in Legacy, and in Standard Marvel.
Yeah.
We're keeping an eye on these cards.
Dude, don't tell me death rights have gone back up.
No, not yet. But after this GP in Vegas, they will be. When they find out they forgot that it's a one mana planeswalker, yeah, they'll find out.
Damn.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the ability on the card's fucking.
Yeah. It makes mana, it gains you life, and it kills your opponent. Yeah, they'll find out fast.
Damn.
I already told everyone if I'm not playing a combo deck, any deck that I play will have Deathrite Shaman. They'll be like, Merfolk? Yeah, there's Deathrite Shaman's in it. Best four Merfolk.
Hey,
best four
Merfolk. All you need is tropical islands and fucking underground seas in your deck and you're done.
There you go. There you go.
Death Ride Shaman works very well with fucking Lord of Atlantis.
There you go.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's like back in the old days playing War Barge and fucking the assassin, Merfolk assassin.
Oh, that's so funny.
Give that motherfucker Iron Walk, tap that motherfucking assassin and die.
Yep.
God, I used to fucking,
that's the combos, dude, man.
That was the shit back in the day.
Yeah, that was funny.
I haven't heard about that Merfolk in a while, man.
Yeah, they still play it.
I think that was everybody talked about that when I first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still talk about from
they still talk about
again.
Elves, too, and fucking Foil 7th edition.
Dude, elves be just
Bird of Paradise.
People.
Yeah.
Dude on fucking Instagram posts his 8th edition Foil Bird, and then you're supposed to fucking be stroking your ego with that for what?
It ain't no,
then you send him the picture of the guy with the test print birds.
Yeah, oh, damn. Yeah, with the fucking sweet ass everything's on the side. Yeah, that shit was.
Yeah.
Oh,
then God. You tell him, all right, there you go. They're for sale if you want to buy these. And then he's probably going to say something like, well, I already have birds. Like, oh, okay. Just
I have birds too. I still want to buy them.
Yeah, me too.
I got two of them on me right now. I'm flipping you and you off.
Fuck there you go. Got birds. Well, so we're talking about modern today.
Modern.
If you guys didn't know, because we've gone to a legacy tangent, and modern just feels, legacy's fine. But we're just talking about modern, and two things that people keep talking about in modern is some type of collective druid company deck,
counters company,
counter company, and then Deathrite Shaman.
Death Right? Wait, what?
No, wait. Sorry. Death Shadow.
Wait, what?
Death Right Shaman is banned in modern.
No, not again, please.
But it's okay because when you're playing Death Shadow, it feels like you're playing with Death Right Shaman.
You just play that one mana.
Yeah, one mana kill you creature. You're dead.
Gross.
And then, people are trying to figure out, well, is this healthy? Is it not healthy?
No, it's not fucking healthy, man. The format's degenerate.
Well, I mean, like you take
it's
you take
like
away,
standard fucking well, you, Marvel or
it's like you
fucking
take,
vehicles.
You take away Death Shadow, and then like it just
oh, now,
comes back. To,
excuse me, red green fucking.
Now nah, red green like red green's good in some of the matches in standard.
Shit, before fucking.
Yeah, I know. I watched him
smash that shit.
I know.
And
I saw
you played
him.
A weaker version with the Jund.
No, I played against a weaker version.
Oh well, that guy looked like a fucking dumbass that you were playing anyway.
He was really slow. No offense to my opponent, like it was a really cool game.
I can say it right now. I am.
You're a douchebag.
I'm
yes,
on the outside.
Know.
I was watching and I was like, dude, this guy looks like a smug motherfucker. It's like, oh, please tell me you're going to fucking whip your dick out and slap across his face.
Like he sat down, like we were playing whatever, and he was like, he wasn't like very enthusiastic or whatever. So, okay, so it's one of these games, but he wasn't a douchebag. I was like, cool. And then I was just like, and I learned how to play the deck, and I was just like, crit breaker, and he's like, okay. And I'm like, make a dude, okay. Play the dude that gives me life when a zombie comes into play, okay. Tap, draw a card, lose a life, make a dude, gain life, you lose life. And he's just like, okay. Make dudes, gain life, you lose life, okay. Swing with 10 2/2s, so block. My creatures die, you lose a life. He goes, game two. And I was like, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah.
He had like a fucking 10-9 Hydra fucking. They had all these dudes ready to beat my face in. I'm just like, you have 6 dudes. I have 14.
Yep.
And they don't do anything.
Yeah, well, zombies is really rough. Like, I think when you're not trying to take away from our subject, but I played zombies last weekend in the PPTQ, and a lot of games that I won.
Oh, hold on, man. Let's give a shout out to Steven for
making the pro tour.
Oh, going to Kyoto.
He won his regional. Yeah, he won his regionals. Yeah, it was awesome.
Congratulations, Steven.
He won.
If you don't listen to this, you're fucking screwed.
Hey, he's going to Japan. You know what that means, right?
What?
He's gonna
have
you.
To. He's gonna have to hit up those vending machines and bring
he's
me back some of them
not
used panties.
You.
Yeah, I can definitely see Steven doing that for you.
Come on, man. Him walking up getting all blushy and shit.
I don't think it's the used
panties.
But
Joel said he was going to go with him, too.
Joel will do it for you.
Yeah,
ask Joel.
Yeah, but he won't get me panties. He'll bring me used underwear with fucking skid marks in them.
Yeah, his used underwear with skid marks.
Yeah, and he'll pass it off his panties.
What's here, sniff this motherfucker. Ooh, it smells like ass. That's right.
My ass. You liked it.
My ball sweat.
Yeah, you liked it. Don't lie.
Man, Airbus is on one today, man. This is the first time he's actually talking about someone's balls.
He seems like fucking, but you seem kind of tired.
I'm fucking delusional. That's why. I've been up for 48 hours.
If you guys ever wonder how we actually do these podcasts, we actually record these at 12 o'clock at night on Fridays.
Don't remind me, man.
Yeah, thanks.
So we also usually do two of these, so that means...
fuck you.
Then we go to Frank and Sons the next following day.
We get up
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we get up early in the morning and we go do stuff. Go play a tournament and they go to Frank's.
Yeah, we're actually going to Frank's tomorrow.
We're going to Frank's in 5.5 hours, bro.
I'm going to tournament in about 7 hours. Yeah.
How far is Frank's away from here? It's
2 hours.
It's in Pasadena.
Pasadena, not too bad.
Yeah, and I'm going to Fresno in 7 hours.
Damn. Crazy Squirrel?
Yeah.
All right, on.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Speaking of Crazy Squirrel, kind of off topic.
Go ahead.
Well, you got some squirrel this week? No. What was her name?
I can't say. I don't know.
What was his name?
Yep, there you go.
Bubby. Can't say. Bubby, duh.
Oh, it was his birthday. Yeah,
it was his birthday.
That's right, man.
Happy birthday, Bubby.
Bent over and gave him the motherfucking the peanut butter.
Yes. Rub his ass against my dick. That was random.
Well, it's the first rule in the book.
Just rub your ass against someone. Hopefully it works.
Bitch, bend over and spread those butt cheeks.
You call him Bubby the bitch now? Is that what's going on?
Hell yeah, I call him a bitch.
Bitch.
All right, well, let's get back on with the fucking Death Shadow.
Death Shadow.
The deck's...
powerful as fuck.
Yeah, it's a little bit too powerful, though.
It's a little annoying.
I don't think it's bad.
Card coming out of fucking the woodwork, man. Come on, man. That card was worth nothing, then all of a sudden it's fucking money.
Well, the card wasn't worth anything when it got first printed, and then,
it's like Street Wraith.
Street Wraith is a fucking house, bro.
Yeah, man. I know, man. Dude, drafting that motherfucker for Modern Masters 1?
Drafting the thing. Playing it, living in, bro. That thing was sick. I'm going to take my turn. I'm a main phase before... I'm a cycle. What? Yeah, I can do that before you did. I did something before you did. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's right.
You fucking smug motherfucker,
fuck
man.
Fuck yeah. And then I proceed to beat his ass with
50 creatures. I love the fact that we got the fourth wheel over here, man. He's just insane shit.
That's fine.
You know you can talk shit, you know.
Yeah, I hear it. But the one question I had is I was talking to Biff earlier about because I don't know much about Modern and EDH.
Yeah.
So I'm still fairly new to the game. So what's the difference between Modern and Standard?
Modern has a bigger card pool.
Yeah, so Modern, the cards from 8th edition and up, and then they're Mirrodin, original Mirrodin, and up. And then
it has the newer card frame.
Yeah, whatever with the newer card frame. So I don't know how many years that is. I'm going to take a wild guess and say maybe when did Mirrodin come out? Something? 01?
Is it 01?
Yeah, it has to be like 02-01, right? So between 02 and 01 till present day, all those cards made, all with the modern frame that's modern legal, you can play with. Yeah. So it's like people call it mini legacy.
Yeah.
But you don't
back
have forces.
Okay, bury it since you're coming back into Magic.
Was it extended format?
This was extended.
It's extended with
a bigger card pool.
Okay. Extended with a bigger card pool. But it doesn't, extended used to rotate?
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't rotate. It keeps going.
It just adds more.
It's kind of like Legacy. Okay. It will just keep going. And so.
Without less degenerate.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
There's a bigger ban list for that too, right?
Of course. Yeah. There's a way. It's pretty gnarly. It makes sense.
A lot bigger ban list.
Harsher ban list.
Fuck Kiki Pod.
So,
bro, Pod got fucking raped.
So, whenever you think of Modern, just think of everything being more tight, more precise, and more focused to kill you. Like, that's the goal.
15 times more expensive than Standard.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. If a good standard deck costs anywhere between $300 and $400, a modern deck people are just currently playing a lot of will cost anywhere between $800 to $1,500.
Ooh, shit.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, it's money. But it's double. When you think about it, it's double. You go from, you know, three to three. You go from $400 for a deck to $800 for a deck. But the thing that appeals to why people are so gravitating towards modern is mm-hmm. because once you build your modern deck, you get to keep it for the next X years.
Oh,
unless they ban a card or make something way more powerful mm-hmm. that your deck can't handle, you get to keep the same modern deck for the next 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years, depending on what you pick.
Yeah, elves have been around fucking forever.
Yeah, you get elves, Jund, control decks,
fucking four colors,
to Tron.
So it's like hashtag ban Goyf.
The thing is Goyf is a very powerful creature, but it's a vanilla creature. Like it dies.
There's ways of fucking it over too. So
it's a fatal push, bro. Let me kill your $100 rare with my $8 uncommon.
Let's give our guest host here a little. He can fill us in on coming back to Standard. How long has it been since you played?
Shit, dude. I think Torment was a brand new set when I came out.
Oh, Jesus,
dude. Yeah, man. So I stopped. I played Torment, Odyssey, Onslaught, and then I think I stopped right there at Onslaught.
So you were playing around with us, like Call to Her, Eshal Infiltrator, mm-hmm. Haunting Echoes, Traumatized.
Yeah. The
Tuco Husk, but the Shade That Pumps.
Natuku Shade.
Natuku Shade, Chainer Edict, ooh. Coffers.
Yeah, Book Burning was my favorite card back then.
Book Burning,
man.
It's like either your opponent takes six or mill six or something.
What card was on? Book Burning was mill the top two cards of your deck or something like that.
Yeah, mill the top six.
Yeah, yeah.
You mill the top six.
Players, man, fuck you.
It's too bad. Mill the top six or your opponent takes six damage.
Yeah, there you go. That was it.
Yeah, it was all those the choose your punishment cards. There's a bunch of those.
Yeah.
It was like one that costs one red, shoot a guy for three, or your opponent takes five.
Yeah, it was that kind of decks were the one I was checking out.
It was you played with Judgment, so you played a lot of like all the Carnations or whatever they're called. The guys that if they're in your grave you get an effect like Wonder, Anger.
I played a lot of the
Incarnations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I played a lot Filth. Of the
Filth.
All I know is Anger's a fucking beast in EDH.
They actually all kind of are beasts
in EDH. Did you ever get a chance to play with Blue Green Madness?
Yeah.
Or Red Green Madness?
The Blue Green is the one I was playing.
Yeah.
I seen Blue Green and the deck I was actually running, I was running Slivers back then.
Okay.
So I had the four color slivers, just a lot of token slivers and things like that. That's what I was playing back in the day. Them and elves is what I was using.
Elves are still strong.
Yep. Yeah. Using the well wisher and gaining a shitload of life.
Yeah.
Well wisher is fucking good.
The squirrel tokens, that was shit back then, man.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of squirrels,
Earthcraft.
Too.
But I know Bob was telling me to get into EDH, but I just got a question for you, Bob.
EDH.
Is it going to waste? Is that going to be a game, Bob, where you're going to take 2 hours of my life again like you did with Necromunda?
Hey, man. Why you got to bring up that shit, man? Why you got to bring up a fucking... He's trying to troll me. Okay. I didn't twist your arm to play that motherfucker now, did I?
Oh, basically, Betty, go, hey, man, check out what I'm playing. Necromunda, man, is the best game ever. I took a seat.
You still playing it?
Still playing.
I will gladly play Necromunda whenever. My books are right there on the fucking shelf.
Yeah,
right down there.
We get it, nerd.
All right. So to answer Bob's question, is Bob getting into EDH going to take 2 hours away from your life? It all depends on how you build your EDH deck, and it all depends on the group of people you play with. There's special. Sometimes people have special house rules where you can't do infinite combos. And then be prepared. Pack a lunch.
We don't have any of those. We allow anything and everything.
Yeah. So you allow everything that's on the ban list because there is a ban list for EDH and it all 100% makes sense.
I mean, come on, man. We're not. None of us are going to build Leovold.
No. Well, yeah.
Well, he's banned anyway.
He's banned.
So fuck him.
So we do follow the ban list for EDH Pod.
Multiplayer,
yeah.
Not fucking French League.
Yeah, French League, whatever.
I don't want frog legs, no.
Yeah. Got that S-card go, man.
Yeah, so as for you feeling like it might take like a million
hours
of your life away, it can and it can't. Like, well, it
depends who you play.
You played back in the day when it was probably when it was called a 100-card singleton.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
okay.
You gotta transform.
But before, it was a 100-card deck. No general. Now it has one of those cards has to be the general, and you have to have the specific color mana for it.
So that's what those big cards are for. When I was looking at them,
not the big.
Essentially, yeah, but not really. You have a. This is an EDH, right?
Commander's in the back.
Oh, right on. Yeah, because I was tripping out on those big old cards. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, no, it's in the back.
Oh, his general's in the back.
You even got some gay-ass in the back.
No. Yeah, so, so that's his general, right? Yeah. And then he has 99 cards. His general has to share the color scheme on the card. That means that as long as his cards in his deck are colorless, green, or red, he's fine. If his general had an ability that was, like, white...
Yeah, Samut is going to be the new general for this deck.
That would... That would mean that he could also play with white cards. He used to not be able to do that, but they changed the ruling to do that.
Thank God.
So is that like a Highlander format?
It's a Highlander format. You can only play with one
card.
Minus basic lands. You can play with all the basic lands you want.
Just minus the cards.
But minus any non-basics and anything else, you can only have one.
Okay.
And there is a ban list. The cards, when you see them, they make sense when people explain them. I'm not going to go through all the cards.
No, that'll be for a later episode.
Actually,
for the second episode of this week is going to be about the Commander Anthology and
power.
Goodies.
Yeah, so.
Okay. It is actually worth the fucking buy.
Power.
Yeah, but without going into the other show, It's really fun, and a lot of people enjoy it. And once again, it's the same concept that once you build your EDH deck, it's your EDH deck
permanent.
Forever.
It's permanent. It's 100% permanent, unless you want to change one or two cards out.
Yeah, I think that's what the appeal is with people. They just like
not having
to keep cycling cards, and that's what standard is.
Unless you're...
Like that with Modern and Legacy. And
unless they ban your winning
Vintage.
Cards. Vintage.
Same thing. If they ban a card out of your deck, your deck's dead. Got to start over.
From scratch.
Did
they ever do Legacy tournaments here locally or not?
Yeah, they did a GPT about 3 weeks ago.
They had a
good tournament. I think it was like 17 people showed up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not bad.
That was side note. I was playing in a tournament out of town. And I guess the guy came back from Bakersfield because he scrubbed out. And he was talking mad trash. He was like, can't believe I went to Bakersfield. All these guys think they're good. Who plays Big Red? Oh, my God. I went 0-2. I dropped. It wasn't a real Legacy meta game. And I just looked at him and said, Legacy doesn't have a real meta game. And he kind of like, what do you mean? Well, when you get to the top tables, everyone's playing the best decks in the format. And I'm all,
No, they're not.
It's Legacy. They're just playing whatever the fuck they feel like.
Dude, they're all pet decks.
They're all pet decks. Yeah, they're all pet decks. It's like, I like this deck because it does this. You know, that's it.
He was all pissed off because he scrubbed out here.
Well, the problem is, I think the
tournament scene here is soft.
Yeah, and it's not. Okay. It's like the hardest places to go play Magic at.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You go to like a regular tournament, and you go like somewhere else, and you come here and play. You'll be like, "This is stupid. Like, I can't believe how hard it is compared to like everywhere else. Like everywhere else, you go to LA, it's a crapshoot. You can go walk in, and there's like five sharks, and then the next time you go in a tournament, there's nobody. You're like, who are these people?
Well, me and Bubby were talking about this since Steven made the Pro Tour. There's four guys that played locally that have actually made it to the Pro Tour.
Oh, shit. They're not.
Okay. You know, there's Tommy, Steven, Custer, and there's one other one, wasn't there?
Mountain Mike.
Yeah.
Mountain Mike.
Mountain Mike.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy that he played super back in the day who was from Bakersfield. He had played on it before, but he stopped caring. He was like back when Russo's was downtown.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Christ.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So,
you got to look at it. Okay, so random white dudes. So we have five.
So, technically, five dudes.
Five Pro Tour players, right?
Yeah.
Tommy. We know Tommy, man. Sweet 16. Fucking.
The dude's too good.
Fucking beast. You hand him fucking a card, a shit stack of fucking shit. He'll build a deck out of it.
He'll beat you with it. He'll 2-0 you.
Yeah, he was pretty tough. Like, you had to sometimes really play out of your mind to even get close to beating him.
Yeah.
And you still lose. You'd be like,
but the best thing about the guys here, though, everyone's friendly. Nobody's a fucking douche.
Yeah, everyone's been
cool.
You're
one to talk.
Yeah,
I admit I'm a fucking douchebag, but when I go down south, I'm a social butterfly.
That's because it's fucking down south. It isn't fucking some newbies that we've never seen before ever.
Yeah, shit. Everyone's been really cool, man. Since I come back, there's cards where I'm fucking up, and they're just like, "Hey, that doesn't do that," and they, you know, kind of help me out as they're whooping my ass. So,
Did you think there was mana burn?
Yeah, I actually did, man. I actually did. I was getting a mana burn myself.
What you taking three for? Because mana burn doesn't exist.
Yeah, but that's exactly what they told me. Man.
Well, did you put any damage on a stack on anybody?
Damage on the stack.
That'd been tight. Like damage on the stack.
Incendiary flow.
Shoot that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, back then there was no stack.
Damage on stack.
There was no stack back then.
What do you mean? Back in your time? Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I played during Invasion. That was hella a real thing.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking of sponsoring somebody to do the draft through the ages at fucking Vegas.
Jesus Christ.
Shit. Oh, man, that's
what's that running?
$750.
Fuck.
But you're drafting from recent all the way to Tempest.
Oh,
oh no! Ice Age.
Ice Age.
Oh
yeah.
Damn, that's a.
I mean, it's
yeah, that's a lot.
It's
of cards.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, it is.
Someone was like trying to do the math on it, and I was like, you don't do it because the card's worth money. You do it because you like drafting those sets. Yeah, you want to play those sets. So that's the reason why you do it. If you want to play those sets.
Oh yeah,
do
I
it.
Mean, come on, you're drafting Ice Age.
Fuck yep. Ice Age.
Huh?
Right. You're going to want to pull Jester's cap. You want to pull Jester's fucking mask. You want those cards in the draft.
I hate draft.
Shit, last time I played a booster draft was...
Do we even call it booster draft anymore?
No, double G was, draft. Double G was around, man.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's...
I just remember getting smoked on by Smokespew Invoker.
That's tough.
Jesus
all right,
Christ.
So let's get back on topic of modern here, man. We've deterred this motherfucker.
We had a topic? I didn't even fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a topic. It's
just a discussion.
We're just announcing to the world that if you're not playing Death Shadow,
you're getting fucked.
Yeah, you're probably gonna kill yourself because you're gonna wish you did. I don't know. It's not the end of the world. Actually, there's a lot of different modern decks, and there's from collected company counter deck.
Yeah, counter companies good.
Colorless Eldrazi is good.
Yeah, Tron is still fucking...
Normal Tron is still there.
No matter what they say, man, I love Tron.
You could just...
Red, green Tron.
Blue Tron.
Mm-hmm. Blue Tron. It doesn't matter, man. I've seen some...
Black green Tron?
Black green Tron.
Fucking Rock Tron? Hell yeah. Yeah.
Rock Tron, yeah.
Rock
green.
Officer.
There's green, white Tron.
Oh, yeah. There's like
green,
displacer
white Tron.
And shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
It's like ultimate protection.
It's like a little bit more hater spells, like Rest in Peace and weird stuff.
It's
yeah,
like
Path.
Path.
Yeah, Path is the big thing, reason why you play
They're
it.
All Thalia. Yeah. Why? Because I make 9 mana with 3 lands. You make 3 mana with 2 lands. And then your spells cost 1 more. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if it's there, but it can be played.
No, I don't think it's in there, but I'm just like... this.
Why not? You know,
why not?
The one thing that... When you see about modern, the one thing people kind of is getting absorbed by this Death Shadow nightmare, it should be banned, something should happen, is that when you look at all the top eights and stuff, you know Death Shadow is doing extremely well. There's always another deck countering it.
Yeah.
There's always these
other
decks putting work in.
Jeskai Control.
Regular Jun.
Yeah, you figure every time they keep banning fucking cards, man, Jun would die, but still,
no,
it's fucking strong.
No, Jun's
good.
It's just
a toolbox. Like, it just has everything.
Yeah, it's the ultimate deck. If you're a Jun player and you know how the metagame is going to look.
Hold on. Do you know what a Jun deck is?
Do not know that.
Red,
I was like, hold on a minute. He doesn't know.
Okay. Red, black, green.
Yeah.
The color combination of red, black, green.
Yeah.
Damn.
It came out during Shards with that wedge.
Yeah.
They picked 3 colors and they combined those 3 colors and gave them all names.
Yeah, so,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Jun is one of them.
Jun is one of them. It was like Jun, Bant.
Dude, after that, I played the shit out of Jun
for a long time.
I played that and my Naya deck. Those were the two that
I played Jun a lot.
Yeah, Jun, kid.
Shut up. Nicknames of the past now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We still call you that now.
Yes, I know.
Because compared to me, you're a kid.
Fuck you. Compared to everyone, they're a fucking kid to you.
Da-da.
That's right, man. That's right. Fucking what was your mom's name?
Oh. No, the worst part is she is his age.
I know. Oh, man, yep, she is.
But you're alive, though, so you can't be my dad.
From the waist
you're
down.
You're not my dad.
Hey, Father's Day is coming up, Bubba.
I'm cool, bro.
When you give me my card.
You gotta go talk to Aaron about that shit.
Oh, I know.
Aaron. Hey, so for everyone out there that's really bugging out over, Death Shadow, I say just play some games. And then if your deck is pretty resilient of getting Thoughtseize and
here's
kill
a question,
early dudes. Yeah.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
If you're going to play a modern tournament, say next week.
Yeah, sure. I am.
He is.
Because, GP Vegas is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
What deck are you going to be running?
Me? Well, I'm stupid. I run the same deck that I run through all the seasons. So I'm playing at Nas, so it's whatever. But if I want to be like really switch and don't play Death Shadow, I'm probably just going to play Eldrazi Tron.
I'd play Living End.
Living End's a good choice, too. It did really well.
God, I love both of those.
It died in the finals.
It did.
But it did well.
It made it to the finals.
It made it to the final because, it was a room full of dudes.
Yeah.
Dude decks getting smashed on.
Living End is so good, man.
So what's out there to kind of counter that?
Death Shadow?
Yeah, what's out there to kind of
counter that? There's control decks that have been like Grixis mm-hmm. Control. Yeah.
Four Color Saheeli.
Just
a combo.
Crazy Cat Lady again.
Yeah. So a lot of decks that involve Fatal Pushing and
my favorite card.
Yeah, Fatal Pushing and taking care of a lot of simple drops.
The promo is what for July or September?
September. Yeah, Fatal Push.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Push,
yeah. So it's just like
if your spell like hard kills. Yeah. Like Death Shadow or any of the creatures, then like you're in a position where you can fight it. But if it's like you're playing Grixis control and like your spells that can hit it are Lightning Bolt mm-hmm. and Culligan's Command, like you're just behind. Like you just can't you can't beat it once they're just like, cool, I have a 5/5. Like I'm tied with your Angler. Tied with Tassiger. Now it's a 7/7. I'm beating all your creatures. Now you can't stop me. Now it's a 9/9.
I can't believe it, man. Tassiger actually doing shit.
Yeah, it's good.
He sucked in Standard, man.
That's because there's no real cards to actually get back with. It's just dragons. He's got dragons back.
Tasker's fine. Like you got back like in Modern, you always got back like stupid spells.
Lightning
you got back
bolt.
A draw spell, Lightning Bolt,
Thoughts
Cryptic
Power,
Command. Yeah, there's
Culligan's
always dumb
command,
stuff.
Yeah.
If they hand you a K command, they're dead already.
No, they're dead when they hand you Snapcaster Mage. You're like, you do realize I have two different commands in my grave.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, all the commands. Like, it never happens. For the most part, I don't feel like Death Shadows is doing well, but I don't think it's enough to get a ban.
I think the problem is a lot of players, like, they hear about Death Shadow, they see Death Shadow, but I don't think they actually play against Death Shadow.
Yeah.
They hear about it. They hedge bets against it. You know, they got this sideboard card or this mainboard card or whatever. But it's like they never actually like sit down, play against it. Yeah. You know, just sit across the table like, oh, I got Death Shadow. I got to figure out how to beat this. You know, whether it's Grixis Death Shadow or Jund Death Shadow, I think like popped up or whatever variation of Death Shadow is fucking out there.
They get all prepared for it and then they never face it.
No, they may never play it. I think what a lot of people get their not realizing when they're boarding cards in is that they play a lot of discard, so the disruption is real. Mm-hmm. I mean, they ping themselves down to make their creatures a major threat, and there's so many different cards in a type. It's always in the grave. It makes Tarmogoyf a threat. There's all these different, there's all these resilient, destructive angles that the deck starts taking to put you on this kind of like tilt. But as much as powerful as the deck is, it's only good as the guy that's playing with it.
Yeah.
True.
So you know,
I've seen it is playing freaking Termagoyf, and they don't know how to fucking actually, they don't know how to count. Okay, and that's the major drawback with Goyf. A lot of people don't actually count.
I just think the major drawback with Goyf is it's a vanilla creature. Like, it gets bigger and that's it. Like, it just doesn't have any evasion. It doesn't do anything. It's a 2-drop. Don't get me wrong. But
no, see, I wish they'd actually reprint them for standard.
You get fatal pushed.
No, I don't know. You get fatal pushed. Like, he is in modern.
Yeah, I think the problem with having Goyf in standard is they know it's a modern staple and an eternal staple. Yeah. So they got to be able to make those master packs sell somehow.
Do you think it's going to be a iconic Masters?
It could be.
Since it's in all the other Master sets.
Sure.
Why not?
I think it should be.
Yeah, why
and
not?
It still hasn't gone down.
Yeah, it's barely. Gone down. It's gone down. It's
so like with the modern Masters sets, is that mainly for modern, or is that can you use some of those cards in standard?
No. Modern and below. Modern. Yeah, modern.
It's modern, and you can use some of them for legacy.
The only way you can use it in standard, unless it got reprinted in standard.
Okay.
All the commands need to come back.
Yeah, because I was tripping.
We're talking about
the
first set of commands or the cons commands.
No, cryptic command.
Yeah, okay. Primordial no, we don't need command. Fucking cryptic command in standard.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Blue white's already coming, like making a comeback. Like, dude,
that's
why,
man.
Give
it's
the
card that would fucking make it better. If not, bring back fucking Force of Will for standard.
Jesus Christ, no. No, because people know how to play that card now. It's no longer some janky shit that people throw into the trash can. It's actually like, I have two cards in my hand. How much you want to bet that one was Force of Will and the other's blue?
I think the problem with that, you would think like it wouldn't do anything. But then if people play Marvel, they think, well, I'll just force their Marvel. They're going to just force your Force. You're like, oh.
I'm a Marvel Ulamog. Force.
Yeah, doing the mirror match for Legacy. Yeah. It's like, I'll Force Will that. I'll force your Force.
And it just comes down to someone having Censor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Censor, do you have a mana? No. Fuck
I'm
going to
stifle that ability really quick. Hold on.
Yeah. So, you know, it's. Yeah. I feel like modern is fine.
I don't know. I wonder what would you play modern-wise?
I'd probably play, if not Living End, I'd play Living End.
You love that deck,
yeah,
dude.
I love the deck. Like, especially, like, 5-color Living End's made, like, a thing because of Omniket and all the sweet cycling cards.
Yeah.
But if not, I'd probably go to Ad Nauseam just because I think, like, that deck is fast enough to beat most of the decks in Modern right now.
You would go after a black deck, wouldn't
you? Yes, I would. I'd definitely go after a black deck because Burn sucks dick. I'll say it right now. I play Mono Red like for years, and I'll admit Mono Red sucks. Like Burn sucks dick. And,
man, you know. my heart just bleeds, man. Every time you say Burn sucks, man, that was my first fucking deck in Magic.
I play Goblin. Like I play Goblins, fucking Lorwyn and shit, and Shadowmoor stuff.
Goblins are legit, dude.
Yeah they are. Goblin Grenade.
Yeah, because let me see. My original deck was 4 Chain Lightning, 4 Lightning Bolt, 4.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like if your opponent just like sits there and is like. Land pass and like they play a value creature at like mid range, you're just like, I've killed you, dude. Like, yeah. I have 4 cards in my hand, they do 12 damage, and you fetch twice, like, you're fucking dead.
Alrighty, closing words, Erebos, from Modern.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong. Jeez. I don't like this. I don't know why everybody's just like having panties in a bunch. I'm like,
this is Trump's Modern.
Because people fucking they scream something's fucking broke.
Wizards
build
a wall for us.
Did you hear that, Danny?
Yep, fucking see you're gonna
be, you're gonna be on the other side of that wall.
Come help them build
it. As long as they give me $18 an hour, I'll be damn. I'll build that
motherfucker.
Oh,
I bet you will.
If they want me to patrol that motherfucker too, I'll patrol it for $18 a head.
Man,
you gotta look over the
disclaimer. Bob does love Mexicans. Disclaimer.
Hell yeah, man! I need someone to make my tacos.
They do make great tacos.
Yes, they do, man. I got a taco truck right down the street from my house.
I got a taco truck down the street from my house. It's getting absurd.
Yeah, I passed like 4 or 5 of them on the way over.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as good as driving down the Mexican part of Compton. And every street corner,
oh my God,
every street
dude.
Corner, bro, yeah. is literally
barbecue
chicken.
Oh shit!
Every corner, dude.
Every corner.
Damn, I need to go down to Compton, bro.
Every corner, no lie.
No, I mean down the Mexican part of Compton. Yeah, I mean it's. Oh, I was like, fuck. We were driving down there. I was like, oh man, what's that
barbecue
smell?
Instead of tacos, huh?
Yeah.
It was insane.
And I mean, it's full chickens, not fucking
not the half shit or the quarters.
No. Everybody was cooking full chickens.
Damn.
All righty, guys. go check out our YouTube channel, Tier 1 TCG.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Yeah.
We're picking up the goodies this week for the giveaway.
I love the details coming soon.
Yeah,
You're going to have to give me your firstborn.
And your soul. And your
wife. Nobody's soul.
I want his wife.
Okay, there you go.
How about
his husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. His partner. There you go.
His significant other.
You'll like it.
Hey, that's right, man. You're going to bend over and let him get that peanut butter, right?
If he takes it, then, I mean, you know.
Lick that ass.
Nah, I know about that.
That's how you guys like it.
Hey, I eat ass. I eat ass like groceries, man.
Yes.
There it goes.
Yes, you do.
There was no disclaimer there.
Disclaimer?
Couldn't save no one there.
That's the reason why my hair is going gray, man. It's because it doesn't get enough oxygen from me fucking eating ass.
Yep, there it goes. Bob needs ass. Help Bob
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ.
Ass a
I
day.
Need all the ass.
Keeps the gray away.
1-800.
Eat ass now.
Eat ass now.
Eat ass now. Okay.
Hashtag ass breath.
Oh my God.
Hashtag chocolate star.
Yeah. Hashtag Willy Trident Wonka. Layers.
Oh, my God.
Trident layers.
Alrighty, guys. Go check us out also on SoundCloud, iTunes.
Yeah.
RSS feed, the whole nine yards. We post up on fucking everything.
Everything we get our hands on.
Yeah.
Also Instagram. Facebook.
We're everywhere. Every social media outlet. Yeah, we're everywhere.
Also on Grindr if you want to be on that.
Tinder.
Yeah. I'm on Tinder.
He's on
Tinder.
Plenty of fish.
Yeah, plenty of fish. Yeah.
I'm also on the, FilipinoMeat.com, BlackPeopleMeat.com, MexicanMeat.com.
I tried the Christian Mingle.com.
FarmersOnly.com.
Yeah, FarmersOnly.com. There's some freaks on Christian Mingle.
Hell yeah, man.
You still rocking the Moco space?
Moco space!
Wow!
Damn, I haven't heard that in years, man. That's scandalous space right there. Yeah, you get caught up. Moco space get caught up.
That's
real fast.
You get to catch a case.
Oh, that's my catch case, dude.
My count's still good on that motherfucker, too.
Whatever, man.
All right, man. With that, this is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
We'd like to thank Danny for showing up to this one.
Thank you guys.
He's
going
to actually be on the second podcast because we're going to record the motherfucker next.
Long time listener, first time caller.
1-800 eat ass now.
And with that, we'll see you in the next we won't see you in shit because we're on a fucking goddamn microphone. We'll talk to you later.
Right,
shit. Tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Running out of cash, I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out.